Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Tony.
Well, when I first saw this story, it was somewhat surprising just from the aspect of you figure that's something anyone wouldn't be able to touch, much less enforce. If I smoke and I don't smoke around the job and I don't smell of that and I don't bother anybody, how can anyone, you know, dive into this civil liberty that I have? And I want to get your take on that. Would such a smoking ban be legal?
Well, in Michigan, the employer has the right to fire someone for any reason or no reason, so long as it's not an illegal reason, unless there is a collective bargaining agreement, a union contract, in other words, that adds something to the mix in terms of a level of protection for the employee.
It is a post that was up on Sparrow Hospital's website on Monday. It was taken down Tuesday, but apparently Sparrow Health System will no longer hire smokers starting May 1st. What I find interesting about this, I thought my wife was going to go crazy, Mike, because she said, what is next? Are people who are overweight not going to be hired? Is this open the floodgates for other challenges that we may have?
Well, you might be getting into that that protected class. That's probably not the right term, but it's also Monday morning. Your lead in music was great, but didn't quite totally wake me up. you might be getting into a protected class when you're talking about people who are overweight, if it's a situation where it's, you know, hereditary. But you know, my question is, the proof and the testing to determine whether or not somebody is a nicotine user, because all of these tests are attempting to detect and measure quantities of chemicals in the world and in the human body, and they all have imperfections, and a false positive is going to cost somebody their job, and that's what causes me a little bit of concern.
Well, according to Sparrow Hospital, anyone who tests positive will not be hired. The applicant will have 90 days to reapply for the job, so I guess that gives you an opportunity to quit. Obviously, this is being done when you look at healthcare and healthcare costs, but we get back to that same issue about wonder if you're too heavy, wonder if you eat too much sugar, wonder if you do anything, wonder if you jump out of airplanes.
Right.
You know, I don't mean to, you know, sound silly about that, but is this opening the floodgates? That's what I wonder.
Right, and you know, it makes me think of the conversation between my father-in-law and my wife yesterday at Easter, because my father-in-law is a smoker. He's been a smoker for years. He's 70-some years old and pretty darn good health. And every time we go into his house, he smokes and he says, if you don't like it, there's the door. This is my house, and if you don't like it, you're welcome to leave. And you know, my wife constantly does the you know, pretends to choke and gag, and you know, he said to her yesterday, well, did you do that when you were in the casino 2 weeks ago? You know, they let people smoke in the casino.
Well, Mike, do you expect that you'll start getting some phone calls about this topic?
Sure. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. Always do.
All right, Mike, thanks for your local take. Mike Nichols is from the Nichols Law Firm in East Lansing. We'll talk with you soon, my friend.
Thanks, Tony. Great to talk to you, as always.